Waterview Connection 2015 update. 2014 was a massive year for the Waterview Connection project, and 2015 will be even bigger as a huge amount of work needs to be completed by the end of the year. The main construction in 2015 involves building the second Waterview Connection tunnel and completing the ramps onto the Great North Road interchange. Earlier this year, Alice was successfully turned around so she could start the second tunnel. Find out more about Alice's turnaround. What's happening in 2015? February. Construction starts on Ramp 4, which will take traffic from the tunnels onto the eastbound lane towards the city. March. Reopening of the Ernie Pinches footbridge to the public. April. Completion of Alice's big turnaround and start of tunnelling for the northbound tunnel. Construction starts on the tunnel's 16 cross passages. May. Work to commence on Waterview Reserve Playground. Reopen Villona Street to the public. Start planting of over 250,000 new plants alongside the new motorway. June. First cross passage breakthrough connecting the two tunnels. August. Stage 2 backfill and drainage construction in the northbound tunnel. September. Southern vent building to be completed. October. Tunnelling completed. Ramp 4 on the Great North Road interchange completed. During the second Waterview Connection field trip, last year you met Alice, the tunnel boring machine, on her journey to create the southbound tunnel. During this year's field trip, you will see Alice at work on the northbound tunnel. You will investigate the construction of the Great North Road interchange and meet Dennis, the gantry machine. Dennis makes it possible for work to be done high above a busy motorway. The Northern Construction Zone. During the field trip, you will be looking at construction at the northern end of the Waterview Connection project. Northern construction includes a trench, called the Northern Approach Trench, to take traffic to and from the tunnel portals, which will be 26 metres below the surface. This Northern Approach Trench is being constructed as a cut and cover tunnel. A ventilation station at the exit to house tunnel services, including the fans that draw in air from the tunnel and transfer it to a vent stack approximately 120 metres away. The vent stack. Four new ramps at the Great North Road motorway interchange to provide connections between the tunnels and State Highway 16. What machinery do you think you will see on the field trip? And how might this compare to the machinery found on other road construction sites? What does this make you wonder about the future of New Zealand's road network?